We're on the phone with one of our favorite singer-songwriters, Brett Denon. Brett, thanks so much for taking the time to talk to me today.
Thank you very much. It's an honor.
Oh, I don't know about that. Let's get through this interview first. You've released two EPs this year, Let's in February, and Here's Looking at You, Kid, uh-huh. in August. I want to say first, congratulations uh-huh. on becoming a dad.
Thank you very much.
Boy or girl?
It's a boy.
And what's his name?
His name is Van.
Named him after Van Morrison?
I did.
Oh, wow.
I sure did. His full name is Cat Van Denon.
Oh, wow. That's great. Beautiful. You know, Brett, I know becoming a dad changes Thanks. Your world. How has it affected your songwriting, or has it?
It's definitely added lots of layers to, well, not only the words I write and the stories I write and the things I come up with, but just the way I think about things. It's added layers. I don't really think I've changed anything. I mean, songs that I wrote 10 years ago, long before I was a father, have a deeper meaning now that I guess I really couldn't totally take to heart until I became a parent.
Now, you collaborated with Dan Wilson of Semisonic fame on these EPs, and the songs, Brett, they are outstanding. Dan's co-written songs with Adele and the Dixie Chicks, Taylor Swift, and more. How do you begin that partnership with Dan, and how do you feel about letting someone else sort of like take the wheel, that songwriting wheel?
It's hard. I don't really let people take the wheel. I mean, there are lots of times where I wouldn't let Dan even take the wheel. It's a trust thing that I have an issue with, but he is a good friend, and that's how this collaboration started. And I was feeling collaborative, and normally, I mean, I still write songs the way I always have and the way I used to, where I just sit and stew over things and play around on the guitar. But at the time that he and I wrote the songs for the two EPs, I was feeling like I wanted to be a band member. I wanted to collaborate with somebody on something. And it was really fun. I'd just go over to his house with my guitar, and we'd sit in his living room and talk and show each other some ideas. And it was just us and sitting in a room together. Sometimes other people were sitting in the room with us, but we were just kind of just having fun, like I think you do when you write in a collaborative process, and it's healthy and fun, and just trying new things out.
To how these songs came about, like Here's Looking at You, Kid, like that was a collaborative effort between you and Dan and maybe somebody else?
It was Dan and I, and I was up in the mountains in Northern California, and I woke up at, I think, 4 a.m. to get on the road by 5 to get to his house by 10 or 11, and I drove, and I was jacked up on coffee, and made great time over the grapevine, and I thought to myself, I'm making great time over the grapevine. And then I got to his house, and I went to his living room, and I was like, I want to say this, and I want it to sound like this, and we just played around with that for a long time, and then he said, but what else? I mean, what else do you want to do? And I was like, well, said, I've always wanted to write a song that I could say thank you to, like a song of gratitude, but also it could be a literal thank you when I'm performing live. I could look at the crowd and say, I've had the time of my life tonight on stage. Thank you for coming and good night, you know, kind of like Jackson Brown does with the Loadout.
Mm-hmm.
So there we go. And then we start figuring out a way to sing, I've had the time of my life. And it just, you know, one thing leads to another, and you're smiling and jamming on the guitar, and then he jumps on the drum kit, and we just keep refining and messing around with it. And by the end of the day, we have a pretty good rough draft.
Yeah. How do you know when you have a great song? I mean, do you overthink it, or do you know this is it right here?
Well, my barometer is always, does it feel, how does it feel? Does it feel forced? Does it feel easy? Does it feel good? Does it sound simple, even though what you're playing might be complex? Does it sound simple? You know, is there something in the lyric that is interesting that makes you think a little bit? But other than that, I really don't know what the formula for a good song is. It could be anything, you know, who knows?
Most of the songs for you, do they come quick for you, or do you have to think and work on it a little bit?
All of the above. The only thing that's really worked for me throughout my career is just to keep writing and write a lot. And sometimes you labor over things and they never see the light of the day, or sometimes they get Frankensteined and turned into another song. But, you know, just to keep writing those songs that nobody's ever going to hear, that you always think is a great song. If somebody, you know, gave it a chance, write 10 more of those and keep writing. But the ones that have an appeal outside of myself that other people like, they always tend to find their way there.
Hmm.
Whether it's like a gut feeling I have where I think people will like this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They always find their way out there.
Yeah. And Brett, you have a lot of love and respect for the great outdoors. Touch upon this for a moment. You found a way to mix your passion for music and activism. Talk to us about your Wintertime Lift series and your Summertime Beach Vacationer series.
Okay, well, they're both excuses for me to go to beautiful places that, you know, that we have so many beautiful places in America, and a lot of them have a nice little industry of tourism, and the ski towns. I love to ski, so I go to ski towns, but I try to highlight those ski towns because people who live in ski towns have to deal with tourism, but they need tourism to survive. And so I try to highlight those places. But not only do they need tourism, those people need weather to survive. And mountain people feel the effects of climate change much sooner than people who live down below. So we try to partner with organizations who are doing something about reversing climate change or getting the government to take action. And so last year we partnered with an organization called Protect Our Winters. And then with the summer vacation tour, which we call Vacationer, it's pretty much the same thing, but for mostly like beach towns or places that have some sort of summer tourism. And a lot of these places are totally dead in the winter.
Mm.
But they come alive in the summertime, and the people who live there and make a living there make most of their living in the summertime. And again, that influx of people can have an effect on the environment. I mean, people go to these places because they're beautiful, and the people who live there because these places are beautiful and they like being connected to nature. But sometimes it has a high impact. So we try to partner with organizations that are doing river cleanups or beach cleanups or you know, some kind of restoration.
That's really wonderful. And I love the idea that if I go to Tahoe to ski, I might find you there playing music.
I'll be there skiing and playing music.
I love it. And people can catch Brett Denon on tour this fall and at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall this Friday night with special guest Aaron Ray. Brett, what can you tell us about Aaron?
Yep, she's a sweetheart. She's got a beautiful voice. And if you like true roots Americana music that's all about emotion, and it's all about, you know, there's a lot of pain in the voice, you know, if you're into like Patsy Cline and that sort of thing. I'm not trying to make a comparison, but I think you'll like what she has to offer.
Oh, I can't wait. And you can check out Brett Denon's latest EP, Here's Looking at You, Kid. See Brett in concert this Friday night at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall with Aaron Ray. TroyMusicHall.org for tickets and more information. Brett, thanks so much for taking the time, and
yeah.
I will see you this Friday night, and maybe I'll see you out there on the slopes. I won't be skiing, but I'd love to come see you.
Okay, let's do it.